It's a little bit more known now in Baltimore, where we just finished singing a song that Filibas started when things look black and bleak. The Sarichas started. It gets to a situation where it's even worse, and we think that's all over and done with. You should know that it's Rabbeinu Shlom that's standing behind it, and he's there to be there as a support. So there was one time when I was moving here to Baltimore, there was a group of Balabatim that were looking for a place for the shul and for the house. And they had set up a certain amount that they were going to put in order to be able to buy those two properties in order to start the kehillah. So after a 7-month search, suddenly they found this property, and they're trying to get a hold of myself and Eretz Yisrael in order to just finalize it, and we should all be on the same page. And I was sitting in a Beis Hadar, that's a place where Rabbanim answer questions in Eretz Yisrael. I'll share with you, in Eretz Yisrael, the shuls over there, a lot of them have jammers, that they don't allow cell phones to be used, and that no one can get a hold of you. And lo and behold, the deal fell through. And these two Balabatim called me up thereafter, totally broken. Says, Rav, we tried everything. We spent night after night looking for properties. It's not happening. It's not there. To which I responded, just give it one more month. Let's see if we can work out. If yes, yes, not, not. So they decided, they knocked on every door. There was one house that they didn't knock on. And it was a brand new house that they just finished doing construction at. And they thought, and they're joking around, and one wanted to force the other one to go knock on the door because they're so embarrassed to make that knock. They knew it was a given that they for sure would not be available to sell. And they came forth, and they said, and they knocked on the door, and they said, yes, it's available. We want to move out for whatever reason. So they called me up and told me, listen, the other two houses we have for you was a cul-de-sac, and we've been able to have a beautiful area to build a shul, but this is a corner, and we won't be able to build the shul the same way, but you should know that this is the only house that's available. So I went to my Rebbe, the Shlaim Rav, and asked him, Rebbe, should I do it or not? So he said, go right ahead, go do it. You'll see, you'll have siyata d'shmaya. And with that, we went and we bought that house. And with that, that's where the shul opened up. Chaveira v'yididai, I want to share with you a fascinating insight. If we would have gotten that cul-de-sac, we would have been doomed. We've never been able to develop in the way that we needed to develop. It was a bloch in disguise that house that we got has a parking which now we need to accommodate sometimes to 150 cars, a lot of times at one time. And we need all that empty space to be able to do. If we've been in a cul-de-sac, we've never worked out. So we originally thought was the biggest bracha, and we were so devastated by that which Rabbi Hashem turned us down, and therefore we thought everything is a b'di'evit, was the biggest l'chatchila that could have ever happened, and could have ever been there. And I want to share with you that this was actually a story that I had with about, I shared this in public here in Baltimore also. There's one time about a bus, he knocked on the door, he says, Rav, the Rabbi Hashem just took away his job, he's just been fired. How could God done that to him? He's so devastated. Where will his bracha and yeshua come from? He said, it can't be that God is there to help him out. So Rabbi Yankel, you're from Jew. We can't talk like that. We could say that we're hurt. We could say that we don't understand why the Baruch Hashem's doing things. But to say that God is not doing the right thing, we can't talk like that. But I realized that I wasn't talking to an individual. He was so hurt. He's well beyond any realm of reason. And therefore I turned around and said, Yankel, I understand you. I validate your concern. I feel your pain. But I want to tell you one thing. Know one thing. The Rebbeinu Shlom will be there to help you out. Have a munim betochen the Rebbeinu Shlom. Lo and behold, 3 months later, he knocks on my door. He says, Rav, do you have a minute? He comes in. He says, Rebbeinu Shlom, me and God, best friends. So I said, Yankel, what happened? So he said, I want to share with you. I was in this government job, and I was stuck in a certain bracket of where I was able to go, and I was fired for absolutely no reason, and I was saying whether I should go fight it in court or not. However, what ended up happening was it forced me into the private sector, and now I got a job that was a $30,000 pay raise from his previous job, and he has the ability to continue to grow in that job. A lot of times there are things and situations in life that come along our way where we don't understand at that time why it's happening and what is happening. But we have to know, tells us Chazal, Shila Malos Esa Eina Al-Harim, Ma'ayin Yovayezi, when a person cries out, Ma'ayin, you should know, says the Medrash, Zu Leidas Isha, this is a reference to a time when a woman is giving birth, when she finally falls and says, I can't anymore, Ribbono Shel Olam, help out already, I need you, I can't anymore. That's the time you know you got to call the doctor. Something is happening, right? That's what we have to know in life also. At that time when we cry out, Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't anymore, the pain is unbearable, it's not happening, where's the Yeshua? How could this go on further? You should know at that time, that's when Yeshua is going to come. That's when the salvation is around the corner. It's right there. And that's what we have to realize. Kalal Yisrael, now going into Chodesh Adar, was that time when we thought, Lahashmi Lahargi La'abit, Kalal Yisrael was about to be destroyed and there was no way out. And not just was there no way out, we saw every sign that seemed to be from God, that God's angry at us. And there's no element from God of peacefulness and wanting of Klal Yisrael. But we have to know that that's not true. May Itil Seitzera, there's never a time that God turns away to us in an angry moment. God is always there in a giving moment, and the Baruch Hashem always wants that to happen. And it's no different than a seedling. How many of you ever did the experiment in fourth grade, planting a seed? Do you remember what happens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what happens?
In this particular case, it just died.
I mean, never. And part of the reason why it is, because it wasn't planted in the right way,
yeah.
Right? But what happens to a seed that was planted the right way? It becomes moldy.
Yes.
And then what happens afterwards? It starts breaking off pieces.
Yeah.
And starts disintegrating. Why does that happen? Because it has to bring out its inner power and strength to germinate, to blossom into a beautiful tree. Chavev Yedidai, it's the emuna that we have by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's our belief that we have in God. At the times when we see the pieces falling apart, and everything seems to be disintegrating, when we keep our faith strong, that brings out our inner strength, which then sprouts forth and germinates a beautiful, fresh, new tree, which brings a whole new, fresh source of sustenance of bracha.
Shkaya, shkaya.